Anderson, we'll be set to go here very shortly. Right now, let's hear a couple of fellows cool off during a hot game.
Boy, sure is a hot day for a ball game.
Yeah. I wonder when they're going to air-condition ballparks.
I could use some air conditioning in this cigarette.
Huh? Sure been tasting hot lately. You ought to switch to cool.
Yeah. Cool?
Why not? Well, what do you say? Guess I should have switched to cool a long time ago.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool. With rich tobacco, your wife's filter, extra coolness too. Feel extra coolness in your throat as cool comes through for you. You'll be smoking cool, cool all the time when you come up to cool.
For the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette, smoke cool with the pure white filter.
And now up to lead off for the Philadelphia Phillies here in the top half of the first inning is Tony Gonzalez. He's hitting .282. He has two home runs and 31 runs batted in. Gonzalez opened up last night with a base hit, and the Phillies went on to get six runs off Jack Fisher before the Mets could repass him. Francisco against the Phillies this year has won none and lost three. His lifetime record against the Phillies is no wins and four losses. Overall, Cisco has won four and lost 13 this year. Right-hander deals, the pitch is in there for foul strike one. Paul Pryor, the umpire behind the plate. Richie Allen is waiting on deck for the Phillies. They have George Myatt coaching at first base, third base, and Peanut Lowry around at first. That's outside for ball. One and one. A single game here this Sunday afternoon at Shea Stadium. Next Sunday, the Chicago Cubs will be in for a Sunday doubleheader. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Gonzalez. Swung on and foul back into the seats and out of play. One and two now to the Philly leadoff man. Gonzalez is playing platoon these days with right-hand batter Cookie Rojas. Gonzalez off to a slow start this season, has come on with a rush of late to move his batting average up to that .282. Hit over .300 in each of the last two seasons. He has excellent speed. And now Cisco with a 1-2 pitch, and it's in there for a call, strike three. Caught him left. Well away, and now Richie Allen's coming up. Hitting .314, he has 19 home runs and 60 runs batted in. Richie Allen, who is very much in the running for Rookie of the Year honors, is a right-hand batter. And he has a swing and a ground ball is short. It's taken by McMillan. He throws over to Craneville, and there's two men out. And that'll bring up John Callison. He's hitting .273, 20 home runs, and 70 runs batted in. He leads the Phillies and runs batted in by a wide margin. He has batted in 70 runs, and Richie Allen has batted in 60. Second place on the club. Callison is a left-hand batter. That pitch is low for a ball. Chris Canadero catching today for the Mets. Goes to the rising bag briefly. Now let's send for a sign. And here is the 1-0 pitch to John Callison. Swung on and fouled back off the screen out of play. It's 1-1. Worthington is waiting on deck for the fills. And a 1-1 delivery. Swung on and popped up back a second. McMillan goes back and he makes the catch. Here we go. So John Jonathan pops out. And Jalen Sisco, who warmed up in the bullpen where there is a mound in an effort to be better prepared in the top half of the first inning, gets out in order with no runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Towards the end of a half inning is the Phillies nothing and the Mets coming up nothing. And now here's the answer to a Mets fan thirst. Bobby Clouse up to lead off against right-hander Art Mahaffey. Clouse, since coming to the Mets from the Cincinnati Reds, has hit .255 to give him an overall season's batting average of .208. He's had two home runs and seven runs batted in. He's a right-hand batter. Art Mahaffey, a right-hander on the mound for the Phillies, has won 10 and lost 5 against the Mets this year. He's won 2 and lost none. His lifetime record against the Mets is 4-2. Here's a swing and a ground ball through the hole into left field for a base hit. Bobby Clouse opening up for the base hit off Mahaffey. Here's the Mets, an early base runner. Now Ryan Hunt is coming up. Hunt has a season's average of .305, four homers, and 31 runs batted in. The Mets have been having so much difficulty in the first inning of late that they had Jalen Sisco warm up before today's ball game. Not down by home plate, where pitchers usually warm up, but out in the bullpen where there is a mound, just as there is out there in the center of the diamond. So Sisco warmed up in the bullpen using the mound and then came on to get the Phillies out in order. In the top half of the first inning, something the Mets had been unable to do in the last six games between the two teams. Now Ron Hunt is up. Mahaffey works off the stretch with Clouse taking the lead. And the pitch is a breaking ball in there for a called strike. The Phillies have Frank Thomas at first base, Tony Taylor at second, Bobby Wine at shortstop, and Richie Allen at third. Wes Covington is in left field, Tony Gonzalez is in center, and John Callison is in right. Wade Alruffel is the catcher. Mahaffey checks and deals, and the pitch is hit in the air to right field, and Callison chases it over. He's there, and he makes the catch. Clouse halfway, goes back to the bag at first. Callison tries to throw into Thomas at first over his head. It's taken on one hop by Zalrymple at the plate. No advance, one away, and Ed Cranefield's coming up now. The Mets first baseman's hitting .260 for the season. Seven home runs and 25 runs batted in. In the second game of the twilight doubleheader night before last, he had two home runs. Checks and deal. It's low for a ball to a left-hand batter. Joe Christopher moves out to the on-deck circle now for the New York Mets. Mahaffey's 1-0 pitch to Cranepool. He's in there for a called strike. It's 1-1. Gene Mock up, pacing around a little in the Philadelphia Philly dugout, talking it up. Here's a throw over, and Clouse gets back safely. Hey, what's up, The half-east pitch is in there for a called strike. On the inside corner, Cranefield started to go held up, and it's a call strike, making it 1-2. Matthew lifts first side and play down, Ruffle. Now the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground into right field for a base hit. Charged by Callison, his throw goes to second. Plouffe on the bag there and holding. Cranefield on with a ground single to right. The Mets have runners at first and second. One man out and Joe Christopher coming up. Christopher has hit safely in 8 straight games. During that time, he's gone 13 for 30, which is a clip of 4.33. His overall season average is 3.06, 12 home runs and 53 runs batted in. This is Joe Christopher's fifth streak of more than 5 games in a row this season. Earlier, he had streaks of 6, 8, 9, and 12 games. In fact, in the 96 games in which he's batted more than one time, he has hit safely in 74 of the 96. Runners lead at first and second. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Joe Christopher moved 1 point ahead of Ron Hunt in the matter of batting averages among the Met regulars. Chris Panizzaro is hitting 309, but of course this is only his 41st game. Starting the day, Christopher hitting 306, Hunt hitting 305. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground, through the hole in the left field for a base hit. Bobby Clouse is coming home. Cranefield holds at second. Christopher's on at first with a ground single to left and a run batted in, and the Mets are out in front by a score of 1-0. Joe Christopher keeps his hitting streak alive at 9 straight games. Manager Gene Mock is on his way to the mound. As there's one man out, and the Mets have had 3 base hits. But just up to start throwing in the bullpen for the Philadelphia Phillies. So the conference of Gene Mock with Art Mahaffey will serve a dual purpose. It will allow him to settle down his pitcher and also give Roebuck more time in which to warm up. Runners are at first and second. Now Gene Mock turns and goes slowly back to the Philly dugout. Breaks into a jog now. Left-hand batter George Altman is coming up for the Mets. Altman's been in something of a slump of late, during which his batting average has shrunk to .215 for the season. He has 5 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Jim Hickman moves out to the on-deck circle. The Mets are leading by a score of 1-0. Mahaffey is up and set. Pitch to the left-hand batter. Breaking ball in there for a call, strike one. Runners lead first and second. Strike one delivery. Swung on and missed. Swung on a breaking ball over the top. It's 2 strikes, not Altman. Then Mahaffey sets. 2 strike delivery. It's high and tight. It's 1-2 now to George Altman. Mets have had 3 hits and 1 run here in the bottom half of the first inning. Again, runners lead first and second on the 1-2 pitch. Swung on it on the ground to first base, charged by Thomas. Goes across to Wine. A ball hits the top of the helmet off. Joe Christopher goes out into left field. Cranefull comes on to score. Christopher goes to third, and Altman moves to second base. Thomas's throw hits the helmet of Joe Christopher. He still was wearing the hard hat, and now he is putting his hand on the back of his neck. It is a throwing error choice against Frank Thomas. And so the New York Mets have scored twice and have runners at second and third with Jim Hickman coming up. Altman is out on the fielder's choice, and then an error is charged against Frank Thomas that allows runners to move up and Cranefull scoring on the play. Jim Hickman hitting 241 with 8 home runs and 36 runs batted in. Philadelphia Phillies bring the infield up now. Breaking ball is inside for a ball. Still one man out. The Mets 2 and the Phillies nothing in the bottom half of the first inning. As he pumps and pitches, breaking ball is tight, drives Hickman back. It's 2-0. John Hefner coaching at third for the Mets, and Wes Westrum is on the lines at first, as usual. Here's a 2-0 delivery. Outside, so the count to Hickman goes 3-0 with first base open and Chris Canizzaro on deck. Now Gene Mark comes out of the dugout. That means that when he crosses that line, Mahaffey's out of the ball game. When he crosses the foul line, Mahaffey's out of the game. That second trip to the mound, so the sign goes to the bullpen for Robuck. The count is 3-0 to Jim Hickman as Gene Mark decides to make the change. So that will be all for Art Mahaffey. As Robuck will come on here, Mahaffey has retired only one man. So far, he is charged with 2 runs on 3 hits, struck out none and walked none. Now, if Robuck should walk Hickman, that walk will be charged against Mahaffey. The runners left on deck on base, of course, are charged also to Art Mahaffey. Robuck will be coming in here to make his 42nd game appearance of this season. He has won 4 and lost 2. He has an earned run average of 2.03. Formerly with the Dodgers and formerly with the Senators, Ed Robuck coming on now for the Philadelphia Phillies. And as he comes in to bring us up to date on the schedule of games around the majors today, here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, one game underway in the National League along with this one. Pittsburgh nothing, Chicago nothing at the end of one. Bob Friend going for the Pirates against Larry Jackson for the Chicago Cubs. That is the first of two. Doubleheader scheduled at Los Angeles, St. Louis there. Doubleheader scheduled at San Francisco, Milwaukee there. And a single night game of Houston with Cincinnati there. In the American League, all single day games. Yankees out in the top of the first, no score against Baltimore. Salomar pitching for the Yankees. He won his first start since being recalled from Richmond. He has lost none. Pappas going for the Baltimore Orioles. Pappas with 11-5 record. At the end of three, the Los Angeles Angels nothing, Washington nothing. Don Lee going for L.A. and pitching for Washington Narum. At the end of one, Chicago one, Boston nothing. Joel Horland going for the White Sox. Connolly going for the Boston Red Sox. Cleveland scheduled at Minnesota and Detroit at Kansas City. So the action getting underway all around the major leagues. And the action right here underway. A foul start for the Mets as they lead 2-0 and have runners at second and third. And once again, Lindsey Nelson.
Okay, Ralph, Ed Robuck is in there now. Firing in the warm-up tosses as Jim Hickman stands out to one side watching. The count is 3 balls and no strikes to Jim Hickman as Robuck takes over here. Pitchers allowed 8 warm-up tosses and they're being counted by umpire Paul Fryer behind the plate. Robuck indicates he didn't want that last one, so Paul Fryer motions Hickman to step in. It's going to be an intentional walk to Hickman. Ball 4 will be intentional. There it is. And so the walk is charged against Mahaffey. As Hickman goes to first, the bases are loaded. One man out, and right-hand batter Chris Canizzaro is coming up. As the Phillies drop the infield back now to double play depth. One man out, the Mets leading 2-0. Anadolu has hit safely in 8 straight games, and over that stretch, he's gone 13 for 25. That's a clip of 520. His season's average is 309. Roebuck is up and set now. And the pitch is outside for a ball to Chris Canizzaro. Joe Christopher at third, George Altman at second, and Jim Hickman at first base. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Swung on it on the ground to third. It is taken there, and the play at the plate, he's out. The fourth play, didn't have to tag it. Richie Allen took that ground ball and fired it to the plate in time to force Christopher. Clay Dalrymple did not have to make a tag. Runners move up. Bases loaded. Two men out, and Roy McMillan is the batter. Play on Christopher goes 5-2 if you're scoring, and now McMillan comes up with a batting average of 217. He has batted in 17 runs. Now it is Altman at third base, Hickman at second, and Canizzaro at first. The Mets two and the Phillies nothing. Two men out. Roebuck's working off the stretch, and the pitch swung on it in the air to center field. And Tony Gonzalez goes back, but he's there, and he makes the catch for the out. So the Mets are retired in the bottom of the first inning with two runs. On three hits, there was one error and three left. And the score at the end of an inning is the Mets two and the Phillies nothing. This is the concluding game of the current series between the Phillies and the Mets. And tomorrow afternoon, the Pittsburgh Pirates will be coming in here. Pittsburgh Pirates will be in for a three-game series featuring Roberto Clemente, who leads the major leagues at bat. He won the batting championship of the National League with a mark of 351 in 1961, and he's way out in front again this year. Of course, Bob Bailey, the sophomore third baseman, is in the midst of a hot streak also. Jerry Lynch has been going like a house of fire, swinging a big bat for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So they'll be in here tomorrow afternoon, and they'll be pitching left-hander Joe Gibbon against the Mets rookie right-hander Dennis Ryback. Tuesday night, the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Mets again, and on Wednesday afternoon, the concluding game of the series. So it is the Pittsburgh Pirates here tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday night, and Wednesday afternoon. Tickets are now on sale for any future games to be played by the Mets here at Shea Stadium this season. Rod Keneal is out there warming up Galen Sisko while Canizzaro dons the regalia. He was on base, of course, at the end of the inning. Wes Covington will be up to lead off for the Phillies in the top of the second, facing right-handed Galen Sisko. Brook is closed now on Art Mahaffey. He pitched the third of the inning, allowed two runs on three, had struck out none and walked one. Wes Covington has a season's average of 286. He had 9 home runs and 44 runs batted in for the Phillies. Manager Gene Mock is batting in cleanup. Sisko's pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Clay Dalrymple is waiting on deck. Ken Sisko looks for the sign, has it. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and it's one hop, taken by Ron Hunt on the edge of the outfield grass, and he throws on to Cranville. One away. Now left-hand batter and catcher, Clay Dalrymple's coming up. Hitting 243 with four home runs and 37 runs batted in. Clay Dalrymple. Carville and Gus Triandos now form the catching core of the Philadelphia Phillies. They sent Pat Corrales back to Arkansas when they added veteran left-hand pitcher Bobby Schatz last night. This pitch is low for a ball. Schatz was purchased yesterday by the Phillies from the Chicago Cubs and reported here last night, wears number 59. Cisco deals, and the pitch is low for a ball. 2-0. The deal for Bobby Schatz was for cash and a player to be named by October 15th. In more than one occasion in the annals of baseball, the player to be named later turned out to be the player for whom the trade was made. It's 2-0 pitch, and it's in there for a called strike. 2-1. Delivery swung on and line foul on the right field line into the seat. And the count holds it 2-2 to Clay Dalrymple. So the Philadelphia Phillies, in preparing themselves for a stretch run, added veteran infielder outfielder Frank Thomas, obtained by the Mets, and veteran left-hander Bobby Schatz from the Chicago Cubs. Chance thus returns to the city where he was most valuable player for the Athletics in 1952. Here's a pitch outside. Full count of 3-2 to Clay Dalrymple. Here's a payoff pitch. Swung on and pop foul. Off the line at third. Klaus can't get to it because it's in the seat. So the count continues at 3-2, and we step out for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Ralph Kiner and Bob Murphy at Chase Stadium in New York. The Mets are leading the Phillies 2-0 with the Phillies batting in the top of the second. This pitch is swung on, popped up in the left field. Altman jogs in. He's there now, and he makes the catch. Two away. Clay Dalrymple swinging on a 3-2 pitch to fly out to left, and Frank Thomas is coming up now. Frank's hitting 274 for the season. He has 5 home runs and 33 runs batted in. He had 3 hits last night. He has been swinging a big bat on behalf of the Phillies and has taken over that first base position. John Ernstein had been playing a lot of first base for the Phillies ever since they got rid of veteran Roy Sievers. They sold him on to Washington. So Frank Thomas has taken over as the regular first baseman for the league-leading Phillies. Here is one right off the handle, taken by Cisco. He runs to first and underhands to Cranefield for the second consecutive inning. Galen Cisco gets the side out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of an inning and a half is the Mets 2 and the Phillies nothing. Had your line goal this inning? Second inning, and Galen Cisco will be up to lead off for the Mets. They sent 8 men to the plate in the bottom half of the first. Ed Roebuck is the pitcher for the Phillies.
Came on in the very first inning in relief of Art Mahaffey. That's outside for ball. And the 1-0 delivery. Low for ball. That one was clicked off the bat, so make it a strike. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike to count out of Galen Sisco. Roebuck's pitch is outside. It's 2-1. Leadoff man Bobby Klaus is now on deck for the Mets. Here is a 2-1 pitch to Galen Sisco. Miss low and away. Count runs now 3-1. Sisco has been up 34 times this year and had 3 hits. His average is .088. Sisco steps out of the batter's box just as Roebuck was getting set to work. Here's a 3-1 delivery. Hit in the air to right field. Callison goes back, and he's there, and he makes the catch. So Galen Sisco lofted that ball to right field, and it sent Johnny Callison back to make the catch. One away, and Bobby Klaus is coming up now. And up one time at a ground single through the hole in the left for a base hit. Later scored the first run of the game. Pitches outside for ball. Again, Roebuck is set to work. The 1-0 delivery, and it's outside for ball. 2-0. Out in front of this game by a score of 2-0. Roebuck's pitch swung on and drilled foul on the left field line. Into the deep out of play. It's 2-1 to Bobby Klaus. Of late, manager Casey Stengel has been playing Charlie Smith, Wayne Graham, and Bobby Klaus at third base after having tried Ron Hunt there for a stretch and then moving him back to second. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Bunted, and it is a foul ball out of play. It was bunted up in the air, and Richie Allen started out after it, but the trajectory was not high enough to allow him to get there. Klaus is trying to bunt his way on. It's 2-2. Roebuck looks to Dalrymple. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball low, so it's a full count now to Klaus. Phillies have Bobby Ryan moved his stride into the hole at shortstop. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground up the middle. He was moved the wrong way, and it goes through for a base hit to Bobby Klaus. Gonzalez up with his blazer back, and Klaus has his second hit of the day. So it'll be Ryan Hunt coming up now. He's been up one time and flat out to right field. But since Klaus drilled the ball through the hole into left, first time up, this time, Bobby Ryan moved a full stride into the hole, and Klaus punched this one up the middle for base hit. Thomas holds against the runner at first.
Runner goes, pitches it on the ground, through the hole into right field for a base hit, passes on his way to third. He pulls in safely there as Gallatin throw goes to second. Hunt holds at first. The hit and run play executed to perfection as Tony Taylor moved over to take the throw. Hunt hits the ball through the spot he had vacated. Ball is single, and the Mets have runners at first and third with one man out and Ed Cranepole coming up. He had a ground single to right in the first inning. Calls time, goes out in front of the mound to say something to Ed Roebuck. Roebuck off the stretch. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. It's strike one to Cranepole. Bobby Klaus is the runner at third, and Ron Hutt is the runner at first. The Mets are leading by a score of 2-0. Strike one delivery, swung on and fouled off. Right off the handle, it's a two-strike shot to Cranepole. In Baltimore, Brooks Robinson has hit a home run for the Orioles in the second inning with nobody on. So with the Orioles still batting in the bottom of the second, it is Baltimore 1, the Yankees nothing. Mel Stottlemyre is pitching for the Yanks and Mel Pappas for the Orioles. Home run number 20 this year for third baseman Brooks Robinson. Two-strike delivery, and it swung on and missed. Cranepole strikes out. First strikeout for Roebuck. And Joe Christopher's the batter now. Joe had a ground single to left to drive in the first run of the game in the first inning. And thereby kept his hitting streak alive at 9 straight games. His batting average for the season is .308. Roebuck takes off his cap to mop his brow for a moment. Two men out here. Two men on. Roebuck sets and deals. Breaking ball is inside to Christopher. Ball one. Christopher hitting cleanup. And manager Casey Stengel's batting order. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled off out of play. Chopped right down into the dirt. Rolled off foul. It's 1-1. Pitch with Hunt running. Swung on and off the glove of Roebuck. Klaus comes across the plate. Wine throws to first. Not in time. He throws it away. Moving on to third is Hunt holding there. Christopher's on at first. One run scored on the play, and the Mets lead 3-0. It was a hit and run play, and Christopher drilled it back to the mound. It was off the glove of Roebuck. Rolled out towards short where Bobby Wine tried to make a fair hand play. It's a base hit for Christopher and an error on the shortstop for the wide throw that allowed runner Ron Hunt to move to third. So it is a run batted in on the base hit for Joe Christopher, his second run batted in of the day. The Mets have runners first and third now, two men out, and Altman is up. Pitch to the left-hand batter, swung on and foul back. It's strike one. Mets have had three hits in this inning and scoring one run. Bobby Klaus has had two hits and has scored two runs so far for the Mets.
First time up, Hartman hit a ground ball to first, and Frank Thomas came up with the ball, tried to make a play on Christopher at second, and hit him in the helmet with it. This one is popped up. Foul territory back at first. Thomas may have a play. He's right at the barrier, but it drifts on into the seats and out of play. Two strike count to George Hartman, with Hunt holding at third, Christopher at first. Joe Christopher is 2 for 2 today, and he's batted in 2 runs. Roebuck again set. Pitch is bombed, drilled into left field for a base hit. Hunt comes on to score. Christopher holds at second. Hartman's on at first base with a single to left and a run batted in. And the Mets now lead by a score of 4-0 with Jim Hickman coming up. Jim Hickman's been up one time and was intentionally walked after the count went 3-0. With the count 3-0 to him, Mahaffey was taken out of the game. Roebuck was brought in and ordered to intentionally walk Hickman with ball 4. A walk charge against Mahaffey. Now catcher Clay Dalrymple moves third baseman Richie Allen astride nearer the line at third base. Bobby Wine has moved way into the hole at shortstop on Jim Hickman. That pitch is in for a call strike. The outfield alignment is left for an out almost straight away, as a matter of fact, with center fielder Tony Gonzalez shaded toward left, but just barely. Covington, on the other hand, is way over near the line. So there's a big gap up the alley in left center. Strike one delivery. Breaking ball inside. It's 1-1 to Hickman. Mets have 2 runs in here in the bottom of the second. On 4 hits, and there's been 1 silly error. Christopher is at second base right now, and George Hartman is at first base. One delivery is low for a ball. It's 2-1. Canizero waiting on deck. Runners lead first, second. 2-1 pitch, and it's low for a ball, so it goes out 3-1 now to Hickman. Jim settles himself into the batter's box. Clay Dalrymple calls time and goes all the way out to the mound to get settled down here with Ed Roebuck checked out. Now Dalrymple turns to come back behind the plate. Roebuck's up and set. Runners lead. 3-1 pitch. He's in there for a called strike. So it's a full count to Hickman. 2 men out, 2 men on, and the runners will be moving on the pitch. Roebuck sets. Runners go. Payoff pitch is hit in the center field for a base hit. Christopher is coming to the plate. He scores. Hartman holds it second, and Hickman is on at first. Line to 3-2 pitch into center field for a base hit and a run batted in, and the Mets lead by a score of 5-0. Chris Canizero will be coming up with runners at first and second. More action in the Philly bullpen now. John Boozer walks around from the bench area out to the mound area of the bullpen. He's in there for a called strike. So it's a full count to Hickman. Two men out, two men on, and the runners will be moving on the pitch. Runners go. Payoff pitch is hit in the center field for a base hit. Christopher is coming to the plate. He scores. Hoffman holds it second, and Hickman is on at first. Line the 3-2 pitch into center field for a base hit and a run batted in, and the Mets lead by a score of 5-0. Chris Canizero will be coming up with runners at first and second. More action in the Philly bullpen now. John Boozer walks around from the bench area out to the mound area of the bullpen. Canizero has been up one time. Shuts now. And the pitch is inside for ball. Canzero was on a field of choice. His one time up, he had a ground ball to third, and Richie Allen made a fourth at the plate. The bases were loaded at the bat. Pitch to right hand batter, swung on and fouled off. Back at third. To Canizero. Now Bobby Shantz is up and throwing in the bullpen for the Phils, the veteran left-hander, Bobby Shantz. Hoffman at second and Hickman at first. One pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the right side out of play. 1-2 to Canizero. Canizero's batting average for the season to this moment is .306. This is a 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball high, and it's 2-2. Don't forget to visit Rheingold's Little Old New York at the World's Fair. Enjoy this authentic corner of New York City as it was in 1904. This is a 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground, foul, back at third, out of play. Count holds 2-2 to Canizero. And the 2-2 pitch. He's in there for a called strike three. Canizero caught looking. Robuck's second strikeout. Canizero is arguing the point with umpire Paul Pryor. The Mets picked up three runs on five hits. There was one error and two left. Score at the end of two full innings is the Mets 5 and the Phillies nothing. Well, after 3 years of watching Mets fans at the Polo Grounds and now in New Shea Stadium, we've just about come to the conclusion that the folks who come to see the Mets play are among the cleverest and most imaginative and most ingenious of all the species. Look around the stands today, for example, you see all sorts of banners, different colors, different shapes. It's possible to say Let's Go Mets in a lot of different ways. These Mets banner bearers have a ball out here at Chase Stadium every time there's a game, but their big chance to shine comes on one particular day, Banner Day. And this year's Banner Day is next Sunday, August 23rd. Everybody who brings a banner that day will compete for prizes between games of the doubleheader between the Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Prizes will be given for the best banners carried by one person, by two people, and by up to four people. The grand prize from Macy's is a portable TV set. So come on out and join in with a banner of your own or watch the others. Banner Day is fun galore, and it's next Sunday afternoon. And now, we are going to the top half of the third inning. And a fellow who's out here carrying a big banner every day, Mr. Ralph Kiner.
Thank you, lunging high there, everyone. Mets in front, 5-0. Top of the third, the Phillies coming to bat. That's the story up for now. Mets have 5 runs and 8 hits. The Phillies have no runs and no hits. So far in the ballgame, Galen Sisko has retired 6 in a row. He'll be pitching to the 7th batter, Tony Taylor, then Bob Wine, and then the pitcher, Ed Roebuck. But with Bobby Shands throwing in the bullpen, probably a pinch hitter for the pitcher. And the first pitch by Galen Sisko. It is taken in there, a called strike one. Tony Taylor batting 249, decoying the bunt as he took the pitch all the way. One of the reasons why Roebuck was probably left in as he absorbed the 5 base hits in the second inning was that Dean Mock didn't want to use 2 pitchers and using a pinch hitter for a pitcher here in this inning. Next pitch is back and outside, 1-1. That is probably the one reason or the main reason why managers get criticized the most by grandstand managers. Next pitch hit hard in the ground on the short, taken on the hop by Roy McMillan. He throws the first base, and Tony Taylor's out by 3 steps. 1 out here in the top of the third. The Mets lead 5-0 over the league-leading Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies have a lead in the National League of 4 games over the San Francisco Giants. Pittsburgh, who comes in here tomorrow for an afternoon game at 2 o'clock in third place, they are 8 games behind. Cincinnati in 4th, 8.5 back. And St. Louis in 5th, they trail by 9.5 games. Now the batter is Bob Wine, the shortstop. And he takes a called strike for strike one. Galen Sisko with a slider down around the knees on the outside part of the plate. Wine batting 306. Make that 206 as we check the stat sheet. Next pitch is a ball. 1-1. One delivery, sidearm, fastball, a swing for strike two. 1-2 as Galen Sisko works to the 8th man. He has picked up 7 in a row. Wine with 4 home runs and 32 runs batted in. He is the starting shortstop for the first time in a series. Ruben Amaro had been the starter. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Second strikeout, the second out here in the top of the third for Galen Sisko, and it brings up the pitcher's position, and we will check now to see whether or not they're going for a pinch hitter. Coming out now. Right-handed batter Alex Johnson batting for the pitcher Ed Roebuck. Johnson, a right-hand batter. He has been in 14 ball games, had 11 hits and 30 times up for a .367 average. One of the hits, a home run as a pinch hitter for the Philadelphia Phillies against the Mets. That was the only pinch hit home run the Phillies have had all year long. And he takes a fastball inside. It spins him out. It's ball one. So with Ed Roebuck going out of the game, we'll have Bobby Shands in. He'll be making his first appearance in a Philadelphia uniform in quite some time. Next pitch back, a call strike. It is strike one. Bobby got his greatest claim to fame while pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics back in the early 50s. one time the most valuable player in the American League. Next pitch back, it is high. A fastball for ball two. Two balls and one strike. One strike. Johnson, 21 years of age, the batter, and he swings hard and misses for strike two. Johnson was playing at Arkansas earlier this year. He batted 321 for that ball club in the Pacific Coast League in 98 games. He had 21 home runs. He was recalled on July 24th. The year before, he was a great player for Twin Falls with 35 home runs. He fouls the next pitch back on the screen. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Johnson, one of the top young prospects for the very strong Philadelphia Phillies. 1963, stole 28 bases. Good speed there. 2-2 delivery, hit in the air in foul territory. The ball will go back by the stand. Canizales chasing, and he makes the catch. Or did he? Yes, he did. Canizero reached into the stands, rolled back, got the ball in his glove one-handed. He hit the stands and it knocked him back in the playing field. The ball popped out of his glove, but as he went down to the ground, he got it again. A great play by Chris Canizero, and it retires his side. Well, you can't see him any better than that. A 1-2-3 inning for the third time in a row for Galen Sisco, and the score at the end of 2.5 innings. The Mets 5, the Philadelphia Phillies nothing. And now let's find out how a fan gets out of an uncomfortable smoking situation.
Oh, no. Five straight hits.
Boy, they better get a relief pitcher in there.
Yeah. And I could sure use some relief from these cigarettes.
Oh? How come?
Oh, they've been tasting pretty rough lately.
Well, I got just what you need. Here, try a cool.
Okay. Hey, pretty good, Bill.
For sure. I smoke them all the time.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough till you come up to cool. With rich tobacco's pure white filter, extra coolness too. Feel extra coolness in your throat as cool comes through for you. You'll be smoking cool, cool all the time when you come up to cool.
For the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette, smoke cool with the pure white filter.
A new pitcher in the ballgame for the New York Mets. Newcomer to the Philadelphia Phillies, that is, Bobby Sand. Bobby was picked up from the Chicago Cubs. He also was with St. Louis this year. He had a 1-3 record with St. Louis in 16 games. With the Cubs, he was 0-1. And he has a record so far for the total year between the two clubs of one win and four losses in 36 games, all in relief. While he warms up, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Ralph Kiner, along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Shea Stadium. The Mets in front here, 5-0 in the bottom half of the third. Bobby Sands taking his warm-up pitches. Preparatory to making his initial appearance for the Philadelphia Phillies. Bob got his start back in 1949 with the Philadelphia Athletics. He had been in the minor leagues 1 year with Lincoln in 1948, 118 to lead the league and lost seven. 49, his first year in the major leagues, he was 6-8. 1958 and 14, 1951, 18 and 10 for the last place Athletics. Then in 1952, Bobby was the most valuable player in the American League with a 24-7 year for the Philadelphia Athletics. And now the first pitch for the Philadelphia Phillies as he works to Roy McMillan. It's outside, a sinking fastball down below the knees, ball one. Ball pitch, a line drive, base hit over the third baseman's head, down the left field line. McMillan rounds at first base and he holds. West Covington fires on in, and the Mets continue their hitting as they pick up a base hit now against Bobby Sands. Well, the Mets, their ninth base hit in the ballgame. They lead 5-0, and the batter coming up, Galen Sisco.
Gannon fired out the deep right field his first time up. And now a hand from this large crowd here today. Mets in the first two games drew 42,806 and 31,324 for a total attendance for the first two games of the series of 74,130. Right here today, the Mets could very easily go over the 100,000 mark for the three-day series. Galen Sisko now in the batter's box, batting at 086. He has three hits and 35 times up. And he hits the first pitch foul for strike one. One strike count with Roy McMillan at first base. A very diminutive type build working on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now he goes to the plate. The runner goes, a wild pitch, the ball off by the catcher. And Millen goes on to second and holds there. Clay Dalrymple comes back to pick up the ball. And the official score giving no credit to Roy McMillan for a stolen base. A wild pitch going against Bobby Shand. Roy McMillan was running on the pitch. And he had a big jump against Bobby Shands, and Shands, seeing him go, tried to hurry the pitch up and threw it wild. Last night, Jack Fisher was extremely unhappy with the official score, giving a base hit to Richie Allen on a bunt back to the mound, and Fisher threw the ball to second base offline, and he had a chance to pick up a forced play. Roy McMillan, who was the man who received the throw at shortstop, said if the throw had been straight, they would have had the force play at second base. As a result of the base hit being scored, a base hit, Jack Fisher got six earned runs against his record. If the ball had been scored the other way as an error, Fisher would have had six earned runs going in the books, and that would not count against his record. As far as Fisher was concerned, and also the management. Next pitch is bunted, but bunted foul. One ball and two strikes. Ball players are very, very aware of scoring, and of course they should be, because in the records, their major argument for salary at the end of the year. Base hits, of course, are all on the credit side. And for a pitcher, basically, one of their big arguing points is their earned run average. And Fisher got six earned runs against his record, which will really show up at the end of the year. Now the 1-2 delivery. It is bunted to first base, a perfect bunt taken by Frank Thomas. Sisko stops, and Thomas moves in to make the tag, but going to third base with no play at all on him, Roy McMillan. One away, the Mets leading 5-0. The batter will be Bobby Clough. Bobby has two singles and two times up and has scored two runs. His average now up to .219. Last night he made the record books when he hit into a triple play. Fourth triple play in the National League this year. The Mets have been involved in two, one on the hitting end and the other on the defensive end. They had made a triple play in the field against the San Francisco Giants in the 23-inning ball game. Infield being pulled in by Gene Mock. They're going to try and cut off the run. And here's the first pitch by Shands. It is down low, a sinking fastball, ball one. Shands, 5'6¼" tall, weighing 154 pounds. 38 years of age, and a ball hit by the third baseman in the left field of base hit. Scoring from third is Roy McMillan. And Bobby Clough on at first base with his third base hit. That is his first run batted in. The Mets now take a 6-0 lead here with one out in the bottom half of the third. And it brings up Ron Hunt. Run batted in number 8 for Bobby Clough. Ron Hunt, the batter, has a total of 31 runs batted in with A 306 batting average. Ron executed a perfect hit and run play in the second inning to move Bobby Klaus from first to third, where he later scored. And the first pitch he called, strike one. Chance, the left-hand pitcher, taking the signs, now into the stretch position. And his pitch to the plate, a let-up, low and outside. It's ball one. One ball, one strike. Stepping out of the batter's box, looking down to John Heppner, the third base coach, and now he's going down to check all the way on as what the sign might be. In this spot, hit and run play could be put on. Bunt would not be in order. So you'd have to assume that he's checking out completely on the hit and run setup. Taylor now talking with Bob Wine out behind second base, and they're talking about who might cover on a given pitch on a hit-and-run play. Ron, on the hit-and-run play his last time up, hit the ball to right field. Of course, the defensive alignment has to figure out who will cover. Usually, it's determined by the pitch, but in many cases with a good hit-and-run player, they try to outguess him and figure which way he might be going. Against the left-hander, you might figure him to pull the ball. Nice pitch is hit in the right center. Could be collects the bases. Coming over strong is Johnny Kellison, and he makes the play. Going back to first base after moving on down for second base is Bobby Klaus. That ball hung up in the air a little bit too high, and it gave Johnny Kellison, who plays a very shallow right field, time to get to it. Now with two men away, the batter's Ed Cranepool. Ed with a base hit and two times up. Batting at 262. Mets have 6 runs on 10 hits. Phillies, no runs and no hits. 2 men out, bottom half of the third. And the first pitch to Cranepool, a call strike at the knees, a fastball on the outside corner. Mets single to right field off the starting pitcher, Art Mahaffey, his first time up. And there's a ball hit in the air to left field, moving over to his left, and now waiting is Wes Covington. He makes the catch, and it retires the side. In the inning, the Mets pick up 1 run on 2 hits. There were no errors. 1 man left on base, and the score at the end of 3, New York Mets 6, the Philadelphia Phillies, nothing. Say, where are you right now? Out at Jones Beach, Coney Island, the Jersey Shore, or maybe you're relaxing at home with your shoes off and your feet up. Some of you, no doubt, are out for a drive, exploring the fascinating wilds of New Jersey, or enjoying the beauties of nature high up in the Orange Mountains, or the Watchung Mountains. Could be you're cruising around the Catskills, or exploring the Hudson Valley. Perhaps you're on a picnic in old Connecticut, or wherever you are along the Rhinegold Beach. Whatever you're doing, one thing's for sure, you're hearing us loud and clear. And that means you're someplace near the best of beers, Rhinegold Extra Dry. If you're thinking about a tall, cool Rhinegold right now or enjoying one, well, I can't blame you. Because on thirsty days like this one, nothing quenches like Rhinegold Extra Dry. Rhinegold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Rhinegold after Rhinegold. Got a sign out down the right field line that says, Totem Home Philly. Another one, Great Net loves the Mets. A big one held up there. Moving to the top of the fourth inning, Galen Sisko working for the Mets in the final game of this series. So far, Galen has worked in order through the first 3 innings. 1-2-3. Hardest ball hit was a ground ball to second base hit by Wes Covington. He was thrown out. So we have the top of the batting order, Tony Gonzalez, the leadoff man, coming in here. He struck out looking at a fastball his first time up, batting at 281. And Sisto with a fastball that moves away from the plate for ball one. Pitch up around the letters. One ball, no strike. Sisto looking for his first win over the Philadelphia Phillies. One ball, no strike. Fastball back in the center field to face this. Ball picked up by Jim Hickman, and Tony Gonzalez gets the first hit and becomes the first man to reach first base in his ballgame after the fifth goal. No one out, top of the fourth. The batter will be Ricky Allen. Allen, the right-hand batter, bounces short his first time up, batting a 313. And he hits a fly ball to deep center field. Moving back is Hickman. He can't get it. And it's going, going, and down. Ricky Allen with his 20th home run of the year, scoring Tony Gonzalez in front of him. And the Phillies have picked up their first two runs. That lead now got the four runs, and the batter coming in is John Callison. Allen now with his 61st and 62nd run batted in. So the Phillies on two quick hits out of first two, trying to get back into the ballgame. And now the pitch by Galen Sisto. A fastball, a hard swing, and a foul ball back in the screen. Philadelphia Phillies, the type of club that has the type of batters that can hurt you all through the lineup. They don't have anyone with an outstanding amount of home runs, but they have a lot of batters who can come through at a given time. Next pitch, a let up inside and a foul tip. It is strike two. Johnny Callison trying to hold up, and Chris Catanzaro called the foul tip to the attention of the home plate umpire, Paul Fryer. He then made the sign that the ball was a foul ball, and now Sisto out in front of 0-2. Phillies now have a total of 88 home runs. And a two-strike delivery. A call, strike three on the outside corner. And Callison didn't like the call. Sisto's fastball moving just out and catching the outside corner. That is his third strikeout. And his first out here in the top of the fourth inning. Now the batter is Wes Covington. Wes grounding out to second base his first time up, batting 272. And a curveball is too low, also inside, the ball bouncing in the dirt, ball one. West with nine home runs and 44 runs batted in. A lot of agitation caused here in the ballpark by three fellas parading through the stands with the Philadelphia Philly batter. Hit back again, though. Two balls and no strike. Two fellas carrying the banner, another with a set of symbols banging on in front. To attract attention. They don't need the symbols. They got attention. Next pitch back, a swing and a foul ball, a hard swing. Ball back against the screen. Two balls and one strike. Well, they each is going at this time. Sisto taking the sign from Chris Catanzaro. And he comes back low again for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Another banner down below. The Fulham Swim Club loves the Mets. 3-1 delivery. Hit high in the air down the right field line. Coming over is Joe Christopher. The ball might stay in play. Joe falling, and he makes the catch in foul territory. Dalrymple comes in. Ray Bart out to left field his first time up. His average at 242. Ray Dalrymple looks an awful lot like Andy Semenik, the old Philadelphia Philly catcher. Not hitting or fielding, but when he takes his hat off. And the pitch to the plate is a call strike on the inside corner. If you remember Andy Semenik, you remember that he had no need for any barber whatsoever. One strike delivery hit on the ground, taken by Ron Hunt as he throws to first base. Picks up the final out of the inning, and that retires the side with the Phillies scoring two runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left on base. Score at the end of 3.5, the Mets 6, the Philadelphia Phillies 2. When it comes to avoiding heat, humidity, and thirst here along the Rheingold Beat, position is 9/10 of the law. That's right. I said position. Get comfortable. That's the first thing you do. Relax on your favorite couch or easy chair, or if you have the ability, rig up a hammock. Keep plenty of pillows on hand underneath the hammock in case you fall out. Put your feet up. Keep the Mets games tuned in loud and clear, but not too loud, so the noise of the crowd doesn't jar you. The most important thing about your position is that you leave at least one hand free to be in position or possession of Rheingold Extra Dry. As good to your taste as it is to your thirst, Rheingold after Rheingold. Hope you're in that fortunate position right now, wherever you may be listening along the Rheingold Beat. Hope you're enjoying a refreshing Rheingold. Well, in case you're keeping a close tabulation of the score on the scorecard, the official score here today has changed. The wild pitch that was charged against the pitcher, Bobby Shantz, with Roy McMillan on, to a stolen base for Roy McMillan, which Roy will like, and so will Bobby Shantz. Roy was going on the pitch, and in a situation like that, generally the benefit of the doubt is given to the base runner. Now it's Joe Christopher against Bobby Shantz, the first man up here in the fourth, and he takes a called strike. Strike one. One strike delivery, back again. A fastball for strike two. Again, Joe Christopher taking. Joe has had two hits and two times up and driven in two runs. Get a very important base hit in the second inning with two men out to keep a rally going. Mets picked up three runs, one of them on the base hit, and two others later on. Now Joe again taking inside, but this time the ball is off of the plate. One ball and two strikes. Christopher has hit in 9 consecutive games. And with his 2-for-2 here in his first two times up, his average up to 3.10. 1-2 delivery, fastball outside, it's ball two. Bobby Shantz throws a sinking type fastball and at times will change up off the fastball, and that will turn into just about a screwball. Not actually a screwball per se, but it does move down and out to a right hand batter. Also throws a good slow curveball and has a great idea on the mound. Next pitch is hit in the air in the center field. Coming over from right field is Johnny Callison. Also there is Tony Gonzalez. And Callison makes a guess that he has a better chance against the Sun. One man out. That'll bring up George Altman. Bobby Shantz, getting back to him, is also one of the greatest fielding pitchers in the game today. And when he had the good fastball, he was a great pitcher. He hurt his arm and has never acquired the fastball he had back in 1953. He was on the disabled list from June 24th to October 1st in 1954. He went to the Yankees, then was drafted by Washington, traded by Washington to Pittsburgh, drafted by Houston from Pittsburgh, and traded to St. Louis, and then traded on to Chicago. First pitch to George Altman, a foul ball. Strike one. Altman and swings and fouls one to the right side down the line for strike two. George with a base hit and two times up. He has a run batted in, batting at 217. Strike delivery, a broken bat, the ball hit down to first base. Frank Thomas takes it, goes to the bag, and he has only two more steps to make to pick up the bat, which went on out to first base. Ball just shattered, the bat and the big end of it going out, being picked up now by Wes Western. Two men away, and Jim Hickman comes in. Jim with a walk, an intentional pass, and the first inning and a base hit on a 3-2 pitch to drive in a run. The last run scored by the Mets, they lead 6-2. And he has a swing and he misses for strike one. Only one home run in the ballgame, that by Richie Allen. It was his 20th of the year and set a club record for the Philadelphia Phillies as a rookie player. One strike delivery, bounced slowly down towards short, picked up by Bob Wine. It's gone across the first base in time by two steps and retires the side. So for the first time in the ballgame, the Philadelphia Phillies get the Mets out in order. And the score at the end of four, the Mets 6 on 10 hits, the Phillies 2 runs on 2. And now once again, here's Lindsay.
All right, Ralph, and we'd like to call the attention of Mets fans to a special event that's going to be coming up here next Saturday afternoon. It's the annual game between the Mets and their sons, and it will be preliminary to the Mets-Cubs game here at Shea Stadium next Saturday. Of course, the father-son game is totally unrehearsed. It must be. The youngsters, some of them as young as 2 years old, do just what comes naturally, and that's one of the most entertaining features of the whole afternoon. They're outfitted, of course, in uniforms, and they'll hit the ball, run the wrong way, or cut across from first to third. It's a fun time. Kids love it, of course, and so do the dads. All the youngsters will be wearing real Mets uniforms that are specially tailored for them, and they, of course, many of them, with mannerisms, try to imitate their fathers. So don't miss this attraction. Mets father and son game next Saturday before the regularly scheduled game between the Mets and the Chicago Cubs. We'll be going to the top half of the fifth inning, and Frank Thomas will be up to lead off against Galen Sisco. Sisco retired the first nine men that he faced before he gave up a single to Gonzalez and a homer to Richie Allen, and then he retired the next three men. Through the first four innings of play, the Mets 6 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The Phillies 2 runs on 2 hits, 2 errors. Thomas has been up one time and he grounded out pitcher to first. Galen Sisco with the delivery. Breaking ball in there for a called strike to Frank Thomas. Again, Sisco deals, and the ball is bunted foul as Frank Thomas tried to bunt his way on, trying to push it down the third baseline. A two-strike count now to Thomas. Taylor's waiting on deck for the Phillies here in the top half of the fifth inning. Two strike delivery, and it's fired outside for a ball. It's 1-2. And Sisco looks for a sign from Chris Canizero. The 1-2 pitch. Low and outside. It's 2-2. Ball was blocked by Canizero. Paul Pryor, the umpire, is inspecting it and leaves it in play. Now a 2 pitch. Foul back and out of play. Down holes at 2-2. The lefty Phillies have been right in the fashion here at Shea Stadium this year. Of course, they have been right up in the race since the night the season began. Here's 2-2 pitch, curveball in on the ground foul. Over to George Myatt, the coach at third. Now it holds it 2-2 to Thomas. Now Cisco with a 2-2 pitch. Swung on it in the air to center field. Hickman hangs right there and now comes over a step to make the catch. Now it's flying out to center field. There's one away, and Tony Taylor, the second baseman, is coming up. He put up one time and he grounded out. Short to first. Taylor bats number 7 in manager Gene Mock's batting order. There's a pitch fired in for a called strike. The Mets are leading by a score of 6-2. Pitch is right in for a called strike 2 to Taylor. There is action now in the Philly bullpen. Two-strike delivery, sidearm, and it hits Taylor inside, and he goes down to first. He's uninjured, but he's on at first, hit by a pitch ball. Cisco is trying for his strikeout pitch that time, coming sidearm, and it came too far inside and into the ribs of Tony Taylor. Well, Bobby Wine is due up, but Wine's been up one time in this game and struck out swinging. He has a batting average of 205, and looks as though we're going to get a batter for him. Out now is Briggs. John Briggs is coming out to bat for Bobby Wine. Manager Gene Mott going to his bench here as the Bills are 4 runs down. Rojas is going out to the bullpen to loosen up now since Wine has been taken out of the ballgame. This is the first year man who is hitting 294 for the Phillies. He's got one home run and 6 runs batted in. He's coming up here with one man out in the runner at first. He is a left hand batter. Mets 6, Phillies 2. Pitcher Bobby Shantz is due up next. There is nobody on deck at this moment for the Phillies. Pitcher swung on and popped up in the left field. George Altman slips the glasses, gives it a long run in, still coming, and he makes the catch. He stepped for a moment as he flipped the glasses and then had a long run. Two away, Tony Taylor on his first chance. Goes back to the bat rack now to get a piece of timber, so apparently he's going to stay in the ballgame. My chance is coming out to bat for himself. This is his first time up in the uniform of the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting right-handed. He chokes up on the bat. Ed Cranebull is playing behind the base runner, Tony Taylor at first base. This pitch is in for a called strike. Ken Taylor takes his lead. Cisco's pitch, breaking ball low and away. 1-1 to Bobby Shantz. Thank you. Francisco looks for his sign. The 1-1 delivery, sidearm, down low for a ball. At San Francisco, the Braves and the Giants are playing a doubleheader, and in the first game, it is Frank Larry pitching for the Milwaukee Braves and Gaylord Perry for the San Francisco Giants. The end of an inning, the Giants won, the Braves nothing. Willie Mays hit his 36th home run of the season off Frank Larry in the first inning with nobody on. Ken Taylor takes his lead. This goes pitch, breaking ball low and away. 1-1 to Bobby Shant. Francisco looks for his sign. The 1-1 delivery, sidearm, down low for ball. At San Francisco, the Braves and the Giants are playing a doubleheader, and in the first game, it is Frank Larry pitching for the Milwaukee Braves and Gaylord Perry for the San Francisco Giants. The end of an inning, the Giants won, the Braves nothing. Willie Mays hit his 36th home run of the season off Frank Larry in the first inning with nobody on. Here's a 2-1 pitch. It's right in for a call. Strike 2-2. Washington Senators have defeated the Los Angeles Angels by a score of 4-1. Buston Arum, the winner, and Don Lee, the loser. Home run by Power, Kirkland, and Brinkman in that ballgame. In the 4.5 innings, the Orioles won and the Yankees nothing. Stottlemyre against Pappas. Brooks Robinson homered. Second with nobody on. Here's a pitch in for a call. Strike 3. Fourth strikeout for Galen Sisko. Side is out. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And the score at the end of 4.5 innings is the Mets 6 and the Phillies 2. And the days are longer here along the Rheingold beat and the weather is hotter. Reach for the cool refreshment of Rheingold Extra Dry. Maybe you're headed in that direction right now. If you are, I can't really blame you because Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. And that, my friend, is everything a beer should be. Extra Dry brewing makes the difference. Makes Rheingold so smooth, so crisp, so completely satisfying. Yes, sir, whenever you're a little warm or thirsty, whenever you're in the mood for the thirst-quenching refreshment of great beer, you want Rheingold Extra Dry. In bottle, can, or tap, in fast tap cans or chug mug, in the economical quart-size bottle, Rheingold is as good to your taste as it is to your thirst. Rheingold after Rheingold. Have a cool, refreshing glass right now. We'll be going to the bottom of the fifth. Before we do, we pause the station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner at Shea Stadium in New York. Cookie Rojas now comes into the ballgame at shortstop for the Phils in place of Bobby Wine. And up to lead off for the Mets is the catcher, Chris Canizero. Nothing for two today. Bobby Shant steals and the pitch is low for ball. Are leading in this game by a score of 6-2. They're in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Down ball, the third, and on through for a base hit. Richie Allen moves to his left, couldn't come up with that one, and Chris Canizero keeps his hitting streak alive. He has hit safely in 9 straight games now. And that brings up Roy McMillan, who is 1-2. With a leadoff base hit for Canizero. And Clay Dalrymple again wants to get something settled with Bobby Shantz on the mound. Arthur Happy started this game, but the Bills worked a third of an inning. Gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. Ed Roebuck came in, worked an inning in 2/3. Gave up 3 runs on 5 hits. And now it's Bobby Shantz. Shantz set the try down in order in the bottom of the fourth. First time that the Mets have been out in order in this game.
And here goes the pitcher back to the mound. Taken by Chance. He goes to Rojas, and the runner is safe as the ball is dropped. And McMillan's on at first base. Rojas trying to claim that he didn't drop it, but he dribbled it a couple of times. And Ken Burkhart, the umpire, turns a deaf ear to his protest. Routing in safely at second, Trish Cannizzaro. And McMillan's on at first. That'll bring up Galen Sisco in a bunt situation. The hit and run was on. And McMillan's ground ball went back to Shanty through to Rojas, who dropped the ball and the runner was safe. We'll wait for the official scorer's interpretation. A little safer that way. And the official scorer charges an error against Bobby Shant on the throw. Now Sisco turns to bunt and takes outside for ball one. They'll make it a fielder's choice and an error. Charged against the pitcher. Again, chances up and set. Sisco blows the button, takes the full catch. One and one. He spread his feet around and then from that stance took the full rip at the ball. Got to him is one and one. Thomas is in on the edge of the grass at first base. Even with the edge of the grass is Richie Allen at third. A 1-1 pitch, he squares to punt, takes it in there, and the throw goes to second, and Cannizzaro to third is out. As that play went, 2-6-5. Jalen Sisco squared around the punt, tried to punt it and missed. And Cannizzaro had come way down the line, so when the throw went to second, he tried to make it to third and did not. He is out 2-6-3, the count to Sisco, 2-6-5. And the count to Sisco is one ball and two strikes. Holding at first, Roy McMillan. Mets are leading in the game by a score of 6-2. 1-2 pitches outside. Runs it 2-2 now to Sisco. In San Francisco now, Willie McCovey is homered off Frank Larry of the Milwaukee Braves in the second. Giants leading 2-0. Still batting in the bottom of the second. And now, Sisco turns to bunt and is out as he bunted a third strike foul, credit a strikeout to Bobby Shantz. Two away, and that will bring up Bobby Trout. The Mets have Sisco bunting all the way. Bobby Trout coming up is 3-for-3 today. He has scored 2 runs and batted in 1. He has his season batting average up to .224. That pitch is low for a ball to Klaus. 2 men out and a runner at first for the Mets batting in the bottom half of the 5th inning. Chance deals to Klaus, a swing and a foul ball on the right side out of play. At Minnesota, Harmon Gillibrew in the 4th inning has homered for the Minnesota Twins in the bottom of the 4th with 1 on. His 42nd home run of this season. Minnesota Twins are leading by a score of 3-0, still batting in the bottom of the 4th against the Cleveland Indians at Siebert against Grant. Zora Versalles homered in the 3rd with nobody out for Minnesota. Harmon Gillibrew with 42 home runs thus far. Here's a 1-1 pitch and it's outside, way outside, 2-1. Gillibrew leads the major leagues, of course, in home runs. Right here, the Mets are leading the Phillies by a score of 6-2. Two-one pitch, swung on, in on the ground towards third, a foul ball. Richie Allen gloves it in foul territory. That'll bring fouls back with a 2-2 count. McMillan is the base runner at first, and Frank Thomas is the first baseman holding against the runner.
2-2 pitch to Clouse, swung on and punched into right center for a base hit. McMillan is on his way to third, and Gallison's throw goes to second. No play on McMillan. Clouse is 4-for-4. Four straight hits here. Here's the Mets runners at first and third, and Ron Hutt coming up with two men out. So Bobby Clouse has 4 hits. He scored twice himself, and he's batted in a run. Big day for the fellow the Mets got from the Cincinnati Reds. Ron Hart is 1-for-3. But another chance to pitch it in there for a called strike. On his lead first and third, Bobby Schatz with the pitch is way outside for ball 1-1. Mets now have 6 runs on 12 hits. Phillies have 2 runs on 2 hits. Delivery, and it's low for ball, 2-1. McMillan leads at third, and Klaus at first. 2-1 pitch, he's in there for a call strike. 2-2 now to Hunt. Ed Greenfield is waiting on deck. This is a 2-2 offering. It's low, so the count is 4-3-2 to Hunt. Means that Bobby Clouse, the base runner at first, will be moving on the pitch. Wes Westrum, the coach at first, moved over to remind Clouse of that fact. Pitch is swung out hit in the air to center field. Gonzalez moves over. He calls for it, and Gonzalez can't catch the ball. He lost it. And Clouse is coming out now to score. McMillan has scored. And Hunt is on his way to third base. At the last moment, Gonzalez lost it, and he spits at the glove. It did not hit it. It hit the ground instead and goes for 3 bases for Hunt, and 2 runs have scored. It was a high fly ball, and Gonzalez moved over and clearly called for it, and then lost it, and it scored as a triple for Ron Hunt, and 2 runs batted in. McMillan scored from third. Bobby Clouse scored from first, of course, running on the pitch with 2 men out in the count 3-2. And now Ed Cranefield is up. He is 1-for-3 this afternoon. The Mets are leading 8-2. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. The Mets have 8 runs on 13 hits. The Phillies, 2 runs, 2 hits. Chance working straight away with a runner at third. Works to the left-hand batter. And it's in there for a call strike. Chance is a veteran and crafty left-hand who has the reputation of making things especially tough on left-hand batters. He came inside on that Sunday at Cranefield. There is a pitch that is low for ball. 2-1. Mets have had 3 hits in the inning. There's been 1 Philadelphia error. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Here's a pitch low for a ball. We're still checking out the many entries we've received in the Rheingold Senior Citizen Search. As soon as we've determined who our oldest entrant is, we'll let you know. Right Now, here they count to Craneville. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. Joe Christopher on deck. 3-1 offering. Here's a call strike on the outside corner. 3-2 now to Craneville. Craneville faces an imaginary trajectory of the ball just outside. He's facing it with his bat. And here is a payoff pitch. Swung on and foul off. Count holds full at 3-2. Philly defense moves around to play Craneville to full. Chance starts the motion for the playoff pitch. Swung out and popped up. Foul back at first. Thomas gives it a run, so does Chance to send the seat back of the dugout. Count holds 3-2. At San Francisco, Willie Mays has hit another home run off Mike Larry. That's 2 for Willie in this game, numbers 36 and 37 for the season. McCovey also has hit one. Giants are leading 3-0, still batting in the bottom of the third against the Milwaukee Braves. First game of a doubleheader. Mike Larry pitching for the Braves, and Gaylord Perry is pitching for the San Francisco Giants. Two pitch to Craneville. Swung on it, missed, struck him out to retire the side. But the Mets picked up 2 runs on 3 hits. There was 1 error and 1 man left, and it scores the end of 5. Is the Mets 8 and the Phillies 2. Pittsburgh Pirates will be in here tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, and then the Chicago Cubs will be in next weekend. And then on Monday night, that is a week from tomorrow night, it'll be the Mayor's Trophy game here at Shea Stadium between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. That is Monday night, August 24th. Of course, the game was previously scheduled and was rained out. So I hope you're still holding on to those rain checks, because they will be honored here on Monday night, the 24th. General admission seats will go on sale at 5:45 that night. That is the Mayor's Trophy game between the Mets and the Yankees here at Shea Stadium the night of the 24th of August. We'll be moving to the top half of the sixth inning. It'll be top of the batting order up for the Phillies. Tony Gonzalez, who got the first hit for the Phillies in this game, off Cisco in the top of the fourth. He was on base when Richie Allen hit his succeeding home run. Gonzalez has a season batting average right now of .284. Gonzalez is a left-hand batter, facing right-hand pitcher Galen Sitko. Has a swing and a fly ball to the left that is sending Hartman back into the warning track. He's there and makes the catch. Gonzalez hit that one deep to left about 350 feet. Now Richie Allen is the batter. Grounded out and hit a 2-run homer. Allen has hit 20 home runs in this his rookie year. Ralph Kiner's rookie year with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Ralph hit 23 home runs. Went on, of course, to become one of the great home run knockers of all time. Here's a pitch in to Richie Allen. A strike one. Cisco deals, and that's lined into left field for a Richie Allen base hit. That is only the third hit for the Phillies off Cisco, and Richie Allen has 2 of them. Johnny Callison is coming up. He has popped to short and was called out on strike. Cisco, checks and deals. And it's in there for a call strike. Playing behind the runner, Richie Allen at first base. Swing out, foul ball coming back, and Canizero gives it a run and leaps over and makes the catch. He leaned across the rail and took that one right out of the front row of the seat. A second great catch by Chris Canizero. He caught one over by the Met dugout earlier in which he actually fell into the corner of the dugout in getting control. This time he took both hands over the rail and took that one right out of the front row of the seat. Two men out, holding at first Richie Allen, and Wes Covington coming up. Chris Canizero turning in a hustling performance here. Covington has grounded out and fouled out so far. Mets are leading the Phils by a score of 8-2, and this is the top half of the sixth inning. This pitch is high and away to Wes Covington for ball one. Wes's season's average up to the minute is .283. A foot away from Canizero. He recovers. There's no advance by Richie Allen. Two men out here. And the 2-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled off. Came all the way around and went down into the dirt and taking that cut. 2-1. Here's a 2-1 delivery. Swung on, hit in the air to left, and Hartman flips the glasses, now goes back to the edge of the track and makes the catch. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. Score at the end of 5.5 innings, the Mets 8 and the Phillies 2. Time out on the field, time in for Rheingold.
There's a lot of living being done, a lot of living and a lot of fun.
In the bottom of the sixth inning, Joe Christopher will lead off for the Mets. Joe is 2-for-3 in this game so far. He has batted in 2 runs. He's hit safely now in 9 straight games and has a season's batting average of .309. Bobby Shantz, veteran left-hander, is on the mound for the Philadelphia Phillies. Chance looks for his side from Dalrymple. Starts gets into the motion. Pitch to the right-hand batter. Swung on. Popped up foul into the seat back of the first base dugout. Strike one. Christopher. That's got two runs in the bottom of the first, added three more in the bottom of the second, one more in the bottom of the third, two more in the bottom of the fifth. Hill's got there, two in the top of the fourth. Two strike delivery, swung on and popped up back a second. Tony Taylor chases out, Gonzalez coming in, and Taylor makes the catch going away. One man out, and George Altman's coming up. He's one for three. Altman is a left-hand batter facing left-hand pitcher, Bobby Shen. That pitch is high and tight for ball one. Ken Shanfield. And it is inside as Altman swung his body around but did not swing the bat. And Dalrymple now questions plate umpire Paul Fryer, who said he didn't break his wrist. He was holding up on the bat as he swung his body. So it's 2-0 now to George Altman. And it's one high and goes down the right field line, but curves over foul deep into the lowest deck. As Altman got well around on that one and pulled it down into the right field corner, but foul. 2-1 to him. At Baltimore, in the top of the seventh, the New York Yankees have picked up two runs, so the Yanks now lead the Orioles 2-1 going to the bottom of the seventh. Steve Barber has relieved Mel Pappas on the mound for the Orioles. They had taken a one-run lead, the Orioles had, in the bottom of the second on Brooks Robinson's 20th home run of the season. There's a swing, and the ball is drilled deep to center. Gonzalez goes back, it's over his head. One hop to the wall at the 410-foot side. Hoffman is on his way to third base. The throw comes across. He drives in safely with a deep triple to center field. Altman with his first triple of this season. Strange training. I can recall a game in which he had three triples. This is his first triple of the 1964 season. He hit that one a ton over the head of Gonzalez in center. He hit in the warning track and took one hop to the top of the wall right up the 410-foot side. Looked for a moment as though it might take one hop right out of the ballpark. Altman on at third, and Jim Hickman is at the plate with one man out. Hickman's a right-hand batter. That pitch is low to him for ball one. The Mets are leading the field by a score of 8-2 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Bobby Shantz again into the motion. The 1-0 pitch is outside for ball 2-0. Tried the breaking ball. Chance of the 2-0 offering, and it's inside, so the count goes three balls and no strikes to Jim Hickman, who has walked, single to drive in a run, and grounded out. Philly's playing the infield in, you're one man out. And a little groundskeeping takes place as Tricky Rojas picks up a piece of paper blown across the infield. There are a couple more out there, as a matter of fact. This is a 3-0 pitch to Hickman. Swings on center ground ball five back of first. Back of third, taken by Don Hefner. They turned him loose, gave him a green light on 3-0, and he fouled it off. So it's 3-1 now to Hickman. a 3-1 delivery. He's in there for a call, strike two. So it's the full count out of Hickman. With Chris Canatello waiting on deck, one man out. Here's the playoff pitch. Low and he walked it. Got that change that is almost a screwball. First walk issued by Chance, but puts Hickman on it first with Altman holding his third. And Canizaro is coming up. This single last enough to keep his hitting streak alive at 9 straight games. Canizaro's season batting average right now is .310. Now the Phil dropped the infield back to double play depth with one man out. It is swung on and missed for strike one. Canizaro all the way around. Canizaro takes a look down to Coach Don Heppner at third base. Runners lead at first and third. Pitch to the right-hand batter is low and inside. 1-1 to Chris Canizaro. Chance is up and set. And the pitch is outside. Pitch out. See if anything was on. And it wasn't. It's 2-1. Today's paid attendance, 24,486. Total in the ballpark, 25,111. That's attendance for 46 days paid, 1,280,557. Side and out of play. So the three-day series has drawn 98,616 paid. As the first 2 days drew 74,130, and today 24,486. Now, 2-2 pitch to Canizaro. Swung on, fouled off. He's still alive at 2-2 with one man out. Almost 100,000 for the three-day series between the Mets and the Phillies. Here's 2-2 pitch. Swung on, hit on the ground to short. Rojas takes it over to Taylor. He drops the ball, gets control for the out, but a run scores, and Canizaro is on it first. Tony Taylor bobbled it and had no chance for the relay, which might have affected the double play, and the run scored, and the Mets lead by a score of 9-2. Taylor got control in time to get the fourth. Canizaro on, charged with a time at bat. Gets a run batted in. As Altman scores from third on the play, and Roy McMillan is up. He is 1-for-3. McMillan's a right-hand batter. And here is a pitch low for a ball. The crowd reaction you may have heard in the background was to the scoreboard change on the Yankee-Baltimore game. They just put up the Yankees 2 runs that we told you about. 1-0 pitch to McMillan. Swung out and popped up. To the right side, Frank Thomas shades his eyes with a big glove at first base, and he makes the catch. So McMillan pops out, and in the bottom of the sixth, the Mets picked up 1 run, 1 hit. There were no errors, and 1 left. And the score at the end of 6 full innings, the Mets 9 and the Phillies 2. And now coming in to detail the remainder of this ball game, and for Ryan Gold Extra Dry, here's Bob Murphy.
Thank you very much, Lindsay. You know, everybody talks about the good old days. And now Rheingold brings them back in style at the New York World's Fair. Yes, sir, Rheingold's Little Old New York is a nostalgic recreation of a corner of New York City as it was in 1904. A contrast to the strange and wonderful jet-faced signs you see at most of the other fair exhibits.
Make it your own private oasis every time you visit the fair. Now, when your feet are tired, when you're hungry or thirsty, head right for Ryan Gold's Little Old New York, right across from the spectacular Fountain of the Planet. You'll find tasty snacks and fine meals, old-fashioned, moderate prices. You'll find a relaxing village green, and you'll also find your favorite beer, refreshing Ryan Gold Extra Dry. So enjoy the real old-fashioned hospitality of Ryan Gold's Little Old New York whenever you're at the World's Fair. Now, before Clay Dalrymple comes up in the seventh, we'll pause for station identification. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Bob Murphy with Lindsey Nelson and Ralph Kaner. It's the seventh inning in Shea Stadium with the Mets leading Philadelphia 9-2. Clay Dalrymple has flied to left and grounded out second to first, nothing for two. Dalrymple, left-handed batting catcher in the Mets frame as a pole hitter swung around to right. Hit a foul down the first baseline. It caroms off the field box seats. No play. New York, 9 runs, 14 hits, and no errors. Philadelphia, 2 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors. Now, Dalrymple swishing the bat around, catches it off the shoulder. Pitch by Galen, hit foul down the left field line. Everybody giving chase, but it'll be out of reach. Sails into the crowd, and the count now is strike two on Dalrymple. Frank Thomas on deck, and then Tony Taylor. Two-strike delivery. High fly, hit down the right field line. If that stays fair, it could do it. It's back by the wall, and Christopher in the corner makes the catch. Right in the foul corner, the ball is caught by Joe Christopher. He disappeared from view. He went across the line and over in the extreme right field foul corner where there's about a 12-foot recession as the stand sloped right back against the barrier. So Joe Christopher, after a long run right up against the barrier in the deep foul corner, makes the grab. Frank Thomas, the batter. Big Frank Hippleson, two times up. Line drive in the air to left center field. Altman running hard is getting, won't be able to get to it. It drops in for a base hit. Thomas takes the turn, and he's out with a single to left center. Only the fourth hit given up by Galen Sisco. Philly scored their two runs in the fourth inning on a single by Tony Gonzalez and a home run by Richie Allen. Tony Taylor has grounded out to short and been hit by a pitch, nothing for one. Taylor hitting a 248 right-hand batter. Sisco fires a smash to second, taken on a hop by Hunter. McMillan for one, on the Crane Pool, double play, the side is out. They had the double play made before Tony Taylor got halfway down the line on a low line drive played on one out by Ron Hunt. Side out in the seventh, no runs, one hit, no errors, none left on. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings, the Mets 9 and the Phillies 2. Now here's some advice for all smokers who are dissatisfied with their present cigarette.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking cool.
What kind of cigarette do you smoke? Plain, filter, or one of those new menthols? Makes no difference. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to cool. Only cool gives you rich, mellow tobaccos. And extra coolness you draw free and easy through cool's pure white filter. That refreshing extra coolness you feel in your throat.
Cool's menthol magic, bright, taste, refreshing all day through. Feel extra coolness in your throat
as cool comes through for you. You'll be smoking cool, cool all the time when you come up to cool.
Cool, Filter Kings with the pure white filter.
Last half of the seventh inning, the Mets coming up against the veteran southpaw, Bobby Shands. Bobby came on in the third inning. Has now pitched four innings in relief, allowed four runs, and given up six base hits. Deserved a better break, though. One fly ball was lost in the sun for a three base hit that brought in two of the four runs. Good hand for Galen Sisko. Galen pitching a strong four hitter. Now Shands out of his wind up the pitch. Breaking ball at the knees. Strike one called. Good crowd this afternoon, 24,486. Here's the wind of pitcher on the way. A grounder smacked on the left side of the diamond. The off-beat hop played by Ricky Allen. He takes to Thomas in time, getting Galen Sisko. Well, the Mets and the Phillies in their three-date series almost attract 100,000. They just missed it. 98,616. Now Bobby Klaus is coming up, trying for his shot at the club record. Bobby has four for four. Record for the number of hits in one ball game by a Mets player is five by Dick Smith against the Cubs. It then strike one call. Dick Smith had five for six in the 19-1 drubbing the Mets handed the Cubs one afternoon at Wrigley Field this year. In comes the pitch to Klaus, low and outside, one ball and one strike. Pittsburgh playing a doubleheader in Chicago today. Then they fly into New York and open a three-game series with the Mets tomorrow afternoon. Ground ball hit the shortstop. Fielded by Cookie Rojas. He whips it on to first in time. Two men down. So Bobby Klaus out for the first time this afternoon. Thrown out by the shortstop. Two men away. Remember, smokers, the cool, pure white filter comes the most refreshing coolness you can get in any cigarette. Ron Hunt has two hits and four times at bat and two RBIs. Ron hit the fly ball to right center loft to the sun by Gonzalez in the fifth inning that went for a triple and two RBIs. Takes it outside, one ball and no strikes. He executed the hit and run play to perfection back in the second inning when, with Bobby Klaus on the run, Tony Taylor running over towards second to cover for the play, Hunt bounced the ball right back through his position for a base hit to right field to help build a run. Now the pitcher underway. He holds up on a low breaking pitch. Two balls and no strikes. Is on the outside corner for a tall strike. It's 2-1. Two one delivery. There goes the bat. It slips out of Ron's hands as he was fooled on the pitch, and the count is even 2-2. That sails all the way down to where Don Hefter stands on the coaching lines at third. New York, 9 runs, 14 hits. Philadelphia, 2 runs and 4 hits. It's the home 7th inning. We'll bring you right up to date on all the scores of the other games at the end of the inning. Year-old Bobby Shands pitching in relief for Philadelphia. 2-2 delivery. In the air to left center on a drive, running hard for it as Gonzalez back by the track. He's got it for the out. Real good play by Tony Gonzalez. He was running at full speed when he reached out and made a backhand grab of that line drive in the alley in left center. He was right on the edge of the track when he got it. Side out of the 7th inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. 7 complete, the Mets 9 and the Phillies 2. Now here's Ralph to bring you right up to date on the other ball game. In the first of two games, the Chicago Cubs scored 3 runs in the bottom half of the 5th. They lead 3-1 after 7 and 1 half innings. Now pitching for Pittsburgh
Bork and pitching for Chicago, Don Elston. In the first of two, the St. Louis Cardinals are out in the top of the first inning. The Dodgers coming to bat. Gordon Richardson going for the Cardinals against Sandy Koufax. Koufax looking for his 19th win. He's lost five. In the first of two, Milwaukee trailing San Francisco 3-2 after 4.5 innings. Home runs by Mays and McCovey for the three runs. Mays having two is 36th and 37th. Larry and Gaylord Perry, the opposing pitchers in that game. And in a single night game, the schedule shows Cincinnati at Houston. In the American League at the end of 8 innings, the New York Yankees 3, Baltimore 1. Mel Stottlemyre pitching for the Yankees. Miller now pitching for the Baltimore Orioles. Brooks Robinson, a home run for Baltimore, is 20th. Lopez, a home run for the Yankees in the 8th with no one on. Washington over Los Angeles.